Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Also coming up, we now know why that shacket was $13.
Why would you even bring this? Quit talking about my shacket.
We now know.
This was not the $13 one.
Why it was $13. Ted of Cleveland, today's contestant. God. Ted, good morning.
Good morning.
Spoiler alert, Jen can't get her hand in one of the pockets.
No, all right, coming up next. Seriously, the fact that you even bring that up because I mentioned something to you off the air. Like, why do I even say stuff to you?
She put her hand in one of the pockets and can get like half of a knuckle in the other
one.
Maybe
my left hand is bigger than my right hand. I don't know.
I think it's a knockoff shacket. I think that's what happened. You can't get your hands in the pockets that are supposed to be pockets for the hands.
It's just the left one. Right, okay. Just please, Ted, kick me out. I'm leaving.
Jen, did you leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving. I'm leaving, Ted. Good luck.
That left sleeve looks shorter, too.
Stop
it. She literally said it to me off there, like, I can't get my... Either my left hand is bigger than my right, or these pockets are my... Well, we got to talk about it. I can't write this stuff. All right, Ted, good luck to you. Could be back-to-back-to-back losses. We'll see how you do. Jen's out of the room. Here's your five questions. And we start with a possible Tasty Tuesday. So Pepsi just announced the new Pepsi S'mores collection, three unique flavors inspired by the campfire favorite treat. We'll get into those details here in about 10 minutes. So Pepsi's direct competitor is who? Is it Coke, Lorna Doone, or Necco?
Coke.
Question number two, Shania Twain. She's back with new music. The singer just dropped her brand new single, Waking Up Dreaming. Now, we rewind a little bit with her third studio album, which was entitled Come On Over. It was massive. It had 12 songs released to radio between the years of 1997 and the year 2000, including this song, Man, I Feel Like a Blank.
A woman.
Question number three. There's no doubt that a lot of people can't stop talking about Adam Levine and those flirty DMs. And now those messages are being turned into memes all over social media. If you've been on social media, you've probably seen them. My question to you, Adam Levine, over or under the age of 40?
Oh, I had a feeling that that question was coming as soon as you started talking about him. And I'm thinking, man, I think he's 40.
Spoiler alert, he's not. It's either over or under. Okay, we'll go over. Sounds good. Question number four, Great Lakes Brewing Company. They're celebrating 30 years of Christmas. They all can't believe it's been around 30 years. And they've announced a date for this year's first pour. It's happening on October 20th, and it's happening at 11:30 a.m. Now, on the label of a bottle or can of Great Lakes Christmas Ale, it says, and I quote, Christmas Ale, ale with blank and blank. Can you fill in the blanks?
Peppermint and cinnamon, I don't know.
That's all right. We're going to see if you hit on that one. Question number five. Let's see if you get this. Halloween-themed monster menu. Well, it's back at Chuck E. Cheese. It's returning for 2022. It's going to run through October 31st. So things like pumpkin pepperoni pizza and slime cookie. And, of course, the list goes on from there. What's the name of the animatronic band that used to play at Chuck E. Cheese with the lead vocalist of Chuck E. Cheese himself?
I don't know. The Cheez-Its.
Ooh, that is a good guess. And a great snack. All right, Ted of Cleveland, how many did you get correct? We're going to find out, and we'll see if you can trump two and make it back-to-back-to-back losses. That's next. Ted of Cleveland is today's contestant. Gentui is now back into the room. Will it be back-to-back-to-back losses? We're going to find out. Ted of Cleveland got three.
Hey,
correct.
Nice.
Today.
Nicely
right.
Done, Ted.
Same five questions I asked Ted when you're out of the studio. And we begin with a possible Tasty Tuesday. Pepsi just announced the new Pepsi S'mores collection. Three unique flavors inspired by the campfire favorite treat. So Pepsi's direct competitor is who? Is it Coke, Lorna Doone, or Necco?
I believe it's Coke.
It is Coke. Can't believe those other two are still around. Question number two. I'm kidding. Well, Necco's I'm not. Lorna Doone.
Lorna Doone, delicious.
Quite dry, but, you know.
Delicious.
Nice shortbread. Question. Maybe I'll get some Lorna Doones downstairs to celebrate Browns.
Let's do
nice,
it.
Nice.
That's a Lorna
nice
Doone kind of day.
Question number two, Shania Twain. She's back with new music. The singer just dropped her brand new single, Waking Up Dreaming. Now, her third studio album, we rewind a little bit, Come On Over, had 12 songs released to radio from 1997 all the way to the year 2000, including the song, Man, I Feel Like a Blank.
Woman. Why that sounds so funny?
Man, because you said it like this. Man, I feel like
I'm trying to throw you off. I mean, you're going to know that one, of course.
Question number three. There's no doubt that a lot of people cannot stop talking about Adam Levine and his flirty DMs.
Yikes.
Now all those messages being turned into memes all over social media. Adam Levine, over or under the age of 40?
Ugh. I'm going to say under. Ooh, is he over? I would guess like a 38,
sorry,
39.
I was wondering why I didn't hear from Ted. I had him on hold this whole time. I'm sorry, Ted. You're back in. I apologize.
All right.
Rookie mistake.
How old is Adam Levine?
43.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Question number four. Great Lakes Brewing Company celebrating 30 years of Christmas ale. They've announced the date for the year's first pour, October 20th. The tapping is going to be happening at 11:30 a.m. Now, on a bottle, on the label of a bottle or can of Great Lakes Christmas Ale, it says, and I quote, Christmas Ale, ale with blank and blank.
No idea. I've never had a Christmas ale. I can't
believe.
What? I know.
Me either.
Oh,
twinsies, Ted.
Which is worse? Okay. Not seeing Titanic or not even having. Well, I mean, if you're not a beer person, I guess you wouldn't have.
Wait.
I don't drink anything carbonated.
There you go.
Oh well. Okay. So it says what? What? What's the quote again? Christmas ale. It's blank and blank. What is it? Come on. Shall we read it to me one more time so I can try and take a guess?
Of course I would, Jen.
Thank you, Tim.
On the label of a bottle or can of Christmas, or excuse me, Great Lakes Christmas Ale. It says, and I quote, Christmas Ale, ale with blank and blank.
With hops and sugar.
Oof.
With kick and livelihood. With
kick and livelihood?
I don't know.
Is this
with a delight.
Target plaque.
And a great flavor.
Spices and honey.
That is a difficult
that was
question.
The Trump Tui tip. Exactly. Just wait for question five.
Oh, God.
The Halloween
theme. I am going to lose 3 days in
you
a row,
need this
aren't
to tie.
I?
Yeah. You need this to tie. Question number five. The Halloween-themed monster menu from Chuck E. Cheese is returning. It's got to run through October 31st. Things like, you know, pumpkin pepperoni pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you throw in a slime cookie, and the list goes on from there. What's the name of the animatronic band that used to play at Chuck E. Cheese with the lead vocalist himself, Chuck E. Cheese?
That is the Chuckles Crew.
Chuckles Crew is good. Ted's guess was awesome. Ted, what was your guess?
The Cheez-Its.
The Cheez-Its are the
solid
first of all,
guess. That's amazing.
Both of those incorrect. And I didn't realize they yanked that band. I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese for a while. It's Munch's Make Believe Band.
That sounds
who knew there
not
was a name
even
for the band?
Familiar to
Munch's
me.
Munch's Make Believe Band. So it is.
Oh,
back
my.
To back to back losses. Ted, you did it.
Great
right.
job. You trumped me, Ted. Way to go.
All right. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Ted from Cleveland, and I just trumped Tui on Star 102.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.